This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1.
Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
And we are back. Wow, the audio sounds much better. Here at Magic Meet 2008, I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. And this is our segment number two, for lack of a better name. We're not very original with our names here. Live from Magic Meets. joining me is Mike Newell is also here. And Mike Scopa, you can say more than two words this time. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks, Matt. It's good to be sitting down.
Yeah, Mike, you've been running around like a madman. And I know our listeners were able to hear you and sort of see you on our webcam when you did the whole Giants thing. It was actually very entertaining. How did it feel, by the way?
It was really it was more emotional than a lot of people realize up there. Fred was really breaking down. He was really emotional, and he was moved by what we were doing up there, and it was kind of crazy for me too. So it was really good.
It was a lot of fun. I think everyone really enjoyed hearing. It was great that Newell had the audio to play, you know, from the original bet, so people could get a.
I appreciate that, buddy.
So that was a lot of fun, and now we've got a bit of an opportunity here to be part, you know, of this show and talk some more over here. The phone lines are open at 407-278-5939 if you want to give us a call.
I can't hear you, Matt.
No, what's different this year?
What's different this year that you noticed?
What's different is that...
Is there anything that you've noticed that stuck out in your mind, something that you've seen that's a little bit different this year?
I mean, I'm better looking, but
besides
that.
I'm older. Let's see what else. I think that there is a little bit more organization going on. I think that last year we moved from Allentown to Harrisburg, so we had to go through a learning curve. I think that the learning curve is not as steep this year. We have a better idea as to what to expect, so I think that's a big difference. I know that a lot of people may not see it, but those of us who've been here for a couple of days, like Mike Newell and myself, Fred, a whole bunch of us, we noticed that they're a little bit, not as much of a learning curve. There's still a lot of work to do, and a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mike Newell was here till about, I don't think Mike went to his room last night. I think he was here all night.
I was here till 3.
So Matt picks me up at the airport like at 9:30 or so. We came up, we show up for an hour, you know, say hi to everyone. And then Hochberg and I go to Waffle House for dinner about
did you really?
Midnight. Yeah. Newell's here till 3 o'clock, you know.
That's awesome.
You're doing all the work.
Was a Waffle House around here?
Yeah,
we went to the one that we went to last year, Scopa.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, no, so until 3 o'clock in the morning, we're over at Waffle House. I was in bed by 12:30.
I was in bed by 2:30.
I sort of got to just show up on the show.
That's great.
I'll give everybody an idea how crazy it is. Len and I went over to the silent auction. And Len, did you tell everybody what you're doing?
Okay, so one of the things at the silent auction this year is a chance to co-host with Lou Mangiello on Lou's...
Who's that?
WWE, yeah, some guy named Mangiello. The radio show.
Short timer.
So I started off the bidding. And it's all goes to charity, right? So
right.
It's all... So it's a good cause. So I started off the bidding at, I think, $200 to co-host on Lou's show. And I told Mangiello that when I get on the show, every sentence he says, I'm going to follow up with, you can't be serious. And now the bidding's like at $375, and which is, I mean, just to co-host a show with Lou is crazy. But now I told Mangiello, if I'm going to bid that much money, it's going to be a musical.
It's going to be a song.
We're going to sing. We're going to sing the entire show. And if it gets any higher, I might do it all in iambic pentameter, make it rhyme.
Len, as a fellow podcaster, would you also do me one favor?
Yeah, sure. What?
Make him wear a Patriots shirt. Or make him wear a Steelers shirt.
Oh, yeah. When you were up there with Fred exchanging shirts, I'm like, who is everyone here singing Ebony and Ivory, or is it just Ebony and Ivory?
I know, it was a love fest.
Perfect. I think there's okay. So the room is cleared out here, I guess, because it's lunchtime, right?
No, it's the first breakout session is going
right on.
Right.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
We're setting up food outside. Fred does a great job organizing this. I mean, for the number of people involved. This is really, really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mouse Surplus people are here. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they're over here.
We got to do a factory tour of Mouse Surplus next time we're all in Orlando.
That
would be a hoot.
He was out here late last night, early this morning, and did you see the Hannah Montana corner over
there?
Yeah. So Linda Mack from Wally said, Mike, we really would like a picture of you in front of Hannah Montana. So
were you playing Rockstar?
Oh, yeah.
I want to be a rockstar.
Yeah.
They have
best of both worlds.
They've set up a whole corner of a room just full of Hannah Montana paraphernalia.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, I mean, it's every 11-year-old's dream.
It's Pink City over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the kids, it's great. And I told Len when we walked in, oh, look, Len, it's the same way you decorated your house over here.
Exactly. I've got my offices essentially all Hannah Montana. No, not really. So it's all Hannah Montana stuff.
407-278-5939. Don't forget also to join us in chat, and we have a video feed going on. You can join us by going to www.today.com. You'll see a link over on right on the homepage. In fact, that'll give you access to the chat room, to the video. It's an interactive experience that really you can be a part of, because that's what our show is about, you know, having everyone in there.
And Len, your screen went dark. It went off, Len.
407-278-5939. And
I'd like to thank everyone who's brought me maple syrup, by the way, at the festival.
Why don't you tell our listeners about that, Len?
So standing here at Magic Meats on the greeting table, we've actually had Mike Scopa started the day off by bringing me some maple syrup from New Hampshire.
Yes, made 20 miles from my house.
20 miles from his house. So apparently by trees that he planted himself 100 years ago. And it's 1.7 ounces, which is almost exactly half
of what
I had to drink. It's, and the maple syrup title is A Nip of Northern Comfort. Grade A, Vermont Grade A Medium Amber. And then some of our listeners have also brought in maple syrup from Canada, which is, and it's in the shape of a maple leaf too, which is really nice. I think I can make this into a Christmas ornament, I think, when I'm done. But it's
Or you could just chug it right
another,
now.
I know, or I could chug it right now. Or it's another 1 point, and that's another 1.7 ounces of maple syrup. But I'm thinking we're going to make this into an adult beverage. We'll get a little bit of coffee, a little bit of maple syrup, some whiskey, and some whipped cream.
Kahlua.
Yeah, I think we have the makings here of a nice, like, hot toddy type drink.
Yeah.
You can see yourself, right, sitting at the Wilderness Lodge in front of the fireplace, drinking something like that. I could definitely see that.
And we have... Oh, what happened again?
And we just lost another sound.
I like the sounds. Go poof. All gone.
Yeah,
all gone.
That works
until they pop your ear out.
Bye bye.
Did you already try that one?
Yeah, I've already had some maple syrup. I put some maple syrup in my coffee this morning. It's a little pick me up.
Yep.
So as far, I don't know if you guys think I'm talking fast, but everything is moving really slow to me.
Hello. Yeah, we have our first caller. Hi, Amy.
You have our mute.
Oh, that might help.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
There you are. Who are we speaking with?
This is Amy from Kentucky again. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
I'm good. I actually do have a question this time.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to Disney World in October, like between October the 27th through November the 3rd.
Okay.
And we usually stay at Old Key West in a two-bedroom, and the only thing we could get was Saratoga Springs with my discount and everything.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if we've never stayed at Saratoga before, so I'm wondering if you guys could tell me maybe about the differences in a two-bedroom at Saratoga versus Old Key West.
So Old Key West, I think, is slightly bigger. Actually, it's a lot bigger in terms of room. Saratoga is smaller, but the rooms are still very functional. I think I like the bathrooms maybe just slightly more at Saratoga than at Old Key West. Now, definitely the living area at Old Key West is going to be much, much bigger. I figure Saratoga is like about a third of the size.
Well,
you and I stayed in at Old Key West back in...
The Love Nest.
Yeah,
that's right.
The Man Love Festival. I mean, the rooms are fine. They're a little bit smaller. The air conditioning does an odd thing at Saratoga Springs. In
it's
that
too
it,
quiet, Len?
No, it's to turn down really. It turns off in the middle of the night, which is really weird. Yeah, I guess to save electricity. Yeah, but so the way you get around that is by holding the power button down on the temperature control. Yeah, ask me how long it took me to figure this out. So you hold the power button down for like 5 seconds and it'll override it.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah. But I think the dining's actually better at Saratoga Springs now that I think Hotchberg would say that as well.
Yeah, I love the dining at Saratoga Springs. In fact, Amy, I would definitely recommend you make a reservation for the Turf Club.
Yeah. So with the two-bedroom, I mean, Amy, how many people are going with you?
Actually, there's three people in our party.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have plenty of space with three people. We were trying to cram, I think, six or seven into a two-bedroom at Saratoga Springs, and that was tight, so I wouldn't recommend that. But with three people, you should be fine. Absolutely fine. And definitely try the dining. We stayed in the 9800 block this last time when I was at Saratoga, and I've also stayed at the ones right around the corner from the check-in, like right across the way from the check-in. If you get a first floor room, the one thing you just want to ask is that you don't get a patio near one of those common walkways. So take a look at the map. Or actually, the unofficial guide has
Ding.
The hold on. The unofficial guide has the best rooms for Saratoga Springs, including in that. So drop me a line if you have any questions on it.
Okay.
Are you guys still talking? I'm sorry, I can't hear anybody but Matt.
Yeah, sorry. No, the answer just came over the air, but you'll hear it on the thing. But basically, the dining's really good, and check out the Turf Club.
Wonderful. We'll do that.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you so much.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks,
Christmas.
Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Have fun. Bye.
Bye. Bye. 407-278-5939. I think, Scope, why don't you put on the wireless set over here, and let's start talking to some people. Would this be a good opportunity while the people who are not at the breakout sessions, I think.
Okay, I'll see you on the other side.
All right, so Mike's going to go get his wireless
like
gear.
Like his poltergeist or something. They'll see you. I'm going in.
Go towards the light. Go towards the light.
Wait, hold on. He's got to get his knees back in joint. Hold on.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
I'm serious.
Hi, my name is Philip from Nottingham, England.
England.
Hello. Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Wait, hold on. Is it tea time? No, it's 5 o'clock.
And, number two is Aqua Viola.
Oh, you're Aqua Viola.
Yes.
Oh, it's finally good to meet you. Aqua Viola helps us all quite a bit with the Walt Disney World Today Wiki.
He's called them
before.
You.
Yeah. Is it
Scope for that?
Scope is getting retrofitted for his thing. He'll be there in about 2 seconds.
He's turning bionic.
He's putting on his wireless headset and stuff. But just a second.
Does that interfere with his pacemaker? Shouldn't we have figured that out ahead of time?
Mike, can you hear us?
Huh. He's breakdancing now.
Turn on your mic. Oh,
it's on. Yeah.
Hello? Oh, okay. Aqua Vale, go ahead, Aqua.
Well, I've just got one word to say to Mike Scopa. Mongello.
Oh, Mongello.
We wanted to hear it from last year, 23, mentioned we wanted to hear it from someone from the United Kingdom.
Oh.
So I thought I would.
Right. He wanted to hear the Mongello in a British accent.
Oh, Mongello. Yeah. Mongello.
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 Are you mad?
Are you mad? Actually, we're calling it Mongello these days. Actually, I'm going to see if I can find someone.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you personally, Aqua, for everything that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. And thanks for calling in.
Okay. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How's
the chat going?
That was, of course, Aqua Viola of... he's in the... I keep on thinking it's she, but it's a he. He's in the chat room over there, and helping us out in the wiki, really a lot of help, and we really appreciate it.
Well, I found a volunteer.
Oh, we did find a volunteer. So, Scopey, you have your first volunteer.
Yes, I have a young gentleman here. Would you please sign in, please?
Let me get up on my chair first. This is Lou Mongello from the WDW Today podcast.
Is he wearing lifts?
No, Len, he is not wearing lifts.
Hey, Lou, look at me. I'm saying you're number one.
Lou, you've been here for a couple of days. Why don't you talk about the experience we had last night with Magic Tunes?
Magic Tunes has so far been the highlight of the weekend. You guys did an awesome job with that. I think it's an amazing idea, sort of like your play on... I know where you want me to go with this, but I'm not going to talk about it.
Something happened over there that Lou...
I think everybody was very entertained.
Well, you made... everybody who was there will remember. Lou actually made the show. He showed his dance steps and stuff. And the best thing about what happened last night, Lou, was that it was all for... Everybody had fun. But most of all, we were able to use that fun and turn it around to help the kids and to help those fighting breast cancer. We actually raised $650 last night. Yeah, and you were part of that, buddy.
Listen, to raise money for kids, I will moonwalk any day of the week, so I appreciate that. Thank you guys for coming out.
Well, you have a good time today, and we'll see you later on. I think we're both on the panel, the experts panel, and we're going to have some fun. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Lou Mongello of WWRadio.com. And Mike, what Scope is going to be doing right now is he's going to be looking for someone to speak to.
I have one of the most important, if not the most important person here, Pat Whitson, who is in charge of the Dream Team Project. Pat, How's it going this year?
Oh, it's going great this year, Mike. Thank you. We're having a really good year. We have so many wonderful things, and people have been very generous with their bidding already. Still a couple hours to go, so we're still hoping to see these numbers really climb, but we're very excited.
This is just, I don't think people realize how much work Kat and her volunteers go into this. It's a lot of, getting a little emotional. It's a labor of love, and we'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be, if you're choking up now, I'm hoping that we're going to have the big box of tissues handy for Mike later.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, yep. Ask, why don't you have Pat explain also our listeners exactly, go over, because some people are tuning in.
And all your online listeners today for your online contributions. Thanks. It has been spectacular so far. Keep them coming in, guys. It's wonderful. And thank you for the wonderful idea and all the help. We're really appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Scopa, you're back on trying to search for someone else to interview. There's a lot of people here who are here, in fact. And, of course, we just talked to Pat, who's helping run the DisneyWorldTrivia.com Dream Team silent auction. Of course, you can donate and help contribute to that.
Scopa, go talk to the Mass Surplus people.
I don't see Mike. I'm looking for Mike.
They're the people underneath the sign that says Mass Surplus.
I know, but I want to speak to...
You can actually see Scope on the video right now in front of you.
Yeah, there he is walking around.
Everybody's at the breakout session. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's tough. With the...
John. I'm going to get John Rich. Okay.
All right, we got John Rick of Central... Central Jersey Disney Pin Trading, maybe.
We have John Rick here from the Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders. John, how's it going today?
Very good, Mike. How are you?
Fine. Why don't you tell people a little bit about Central Jersey Disney Pin Traders? My tongue is...
That's a big one. It's a mouthful. Well, we've been trading continuously since 2002 in Central New Jersey. We meet 18 times a year, and we get together and trade Disney pins. So we're excited about doing that. We have two overnight meets, one in the spring and one in the fall, where people come in on Friday night, and we have pin trading all day Saturday, and we leave on Sunday around noontime. So we've been doing that, and we're real excited about it.
For those who are thinking about coming to Magic Meets, I know you're having a pin trading soiree tonight. Could you explain to people what that is?
Yeah, basically, after Magic Meets is over, from 8 p.m. until midnight, we're going to have a room set up where people can go in and pin trade. So we have about 45 people signed up to do that, and I actually have gentlemen that are traveling from Ohio 5.5 hours just to pin trade for 4 hours tonight. Not even part of Magic Meets. So we're looking forward to that. It's the first time we've done it actually here on site at Magic Meets, and we're looking forward to a really fun night tonight.
You have a long way to go before you're going to sleep tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night tonight, I think, but we're looking forward to it and excited to be here.
Just for our listeners, why don't you give them your URL, your link?
You can find us at www.cjdpt.com.
Great. Nice to see you, John. Take care. Let me get Dave Anderson.
Okay, yeah, why don't you let him finish. We got
to finish, right?
Hopefully get this taken care of.
It was Matt hit interrupt.
So while we're basically, it's a, one of the things we've done, we've met a lot of listeners over here. Did you, I don't think you actually got through your story about how you got the maple syrup.
So, listeners have been, so Scopa gave me the first bottle of maple syrup, but then a listener showed up, and it was Danielle, showed up and gave me another 1.7 ounces of Canadian maple syrup, which is really spectacular. So again, we're going to make adult beverages out of this later on, I think, tonight. Maybe we'll head over to the Waffle House and see what they can do.
Nice.
I don't know, though. Are you allowed to be drunk in a Waffle House? I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Stopped you before. Though.
Are you allowed to be sober in a Waffle House?
Nice one, though. Nice. Good.
All right, we have a phone call. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Good luck, bro.
Hi, it's Aqua Viola again.
Hey, Aqua. Len, can you say something to him and see if
please stop saying
I love you.
It's Len. Thanks for calling in, and I appreciate all of your help on the wiki.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
It works.
This is Mike Scopa, Aqua Velva. Can you hear me? Aqua Velva.
Yes. Hello. Mongello.
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 Aqua, did you have a question? I think you said you forgot to mention something to Mike.
Thank you.
What's that?
I have a question for you, Mike.
Sure.
Are you still wearing the T-shirt?
No, actually, the
shirt... No, he's shirtless now.
I actually...
Mike, come up to the camera. Come closer to the camera.
Come to the camera.
Tell me when
Make
I'm on.
Love to the camera.
You're on, Mike.
What happened was that I went over with Len to the silent auction table. I had the shirt on. We went to see the item that Len was bidding on, which was
the Mangiello co-host.
Mangiello show. Oh, my God. I'm fried. That was at 10:15. I was there till 11:30. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to go 50 feet. And while I was walking by, all my New England friends were saying, take that shirt off, take that shirt off. So I finally took it off, but I definitely lived up to the bet, and I actually wore it another 15, 20 minutes. But it's off now, as you can see. I'm wearing
well, another
Balea's net shirt.
When New England loses again next year, it'll be 15 minutes less that you have to work.
Yeah. Tester and I can make a bet.
And did I hear right that you sponsored, you bid $200 for co-hosting the Mangiello show?
So I'm at I've bid $350. Someone's actually outbid me, so I got to walk over there. Yeah, so I told Lou that for $350, we're going to sing the entire show. Or that, or I was going to do it in iambic pentameter, one or the other. So we're going to have to
That's
rhyme.
$4 an hour, isn't it?
No, really. No, really.
Len, it's not
on an hourly basis, it still violates the minimum wage law in the United States.
No, I'm pretty sure this wouldn't be the first time Len's paid for something for $4 an hour.
Yeah, really.
But that's terrific. Thanks for calling in, Ock. We really appreciate
Thanks
everything
again.
All the help.
Hey, do you guys have a chat room going?
Yes.
Who's in the chat room that I might know?
Masayo.
Hi, Masayo.
Hey,
Masayo. Miss you. Love you.
Is it Sunday there?
It's Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Evening,
Happy Sunday
I think,
morning,
right?
Masayo. It's
Sunday morning, yeah.
Janine and Byron and Melanie are in the
Hey,
chat.
Byron.
Hi, Byron. Hi, Melanie. How you doing?
Hey, Melanie.
Byron and Melanie are expecting their first child sometime in late September, October.
How'd that
Hope
happen?
You guys are doing well. I don't know.
Yeah. You see, Len.
Actually, it's going to be triplets.
I don't want to know.
A man and a woman. No.
Yeah, so
what a man really loves a woman.
We've been helping Myron. Myron.
Myron.
We've been helping Byron.
There's some explaining to be done there.
I'm convinced that it's triplets, so we're going to name them Monty, kids in the. And I forget what the other one was.
Monty Byron?
Monty Hall.
Yeah.
Monty Kids in the Hall. And I forget
You don't have any Making a Mean background music here to play?
Carnegie. I think we're going to name the other kid Carnegie.
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
Nice.
But who else is in there?
Is it Carnegie Deli? What?
Who else is in there?
Some loser named Eliopoulos.
Eliopoulos.
It's all Greek to me.
Grish, buttons are doing Greek. Well. Oh, we have... You and I have to talk about a possibility of some really good stuff coming up. But we'll see what happens with
that. Hey, have we decided when we're all going back down to Disney World next?
Mousefest?
No, we got to get down before Mousefest.
October sometime. I was thinking of going down the week of September 20th.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we all do that?
Yeah.
We'll be down the week of the 20th anyway. All right, fair enough. Yeah. We'll do that.
I hate all of you.
We'll stay at all the... We'll stay at,
so we got to plan on Hotchberg's bachelor party.
Oh, no. Waffle House.
Waffle House.
I was thinking it would involve Adventurers Club since it's closing.
That sounds good.
And we could tell our kids years later, yeah, you know, I mean, the things that happened there, they had to shut the place down.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good line. 407.
Get him drunk and drag him on dinosaur.
You got friends in the Reedy Creek Improvement District, right?
Yep.
Okay, so...
We'll take care of him.
If we need someone to take a blind eye to whatever extra things happen.
Turn around, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
407-278-5939. The phone lines are open and working this time. Yay.
Woohoo.
So you can give us a call. You know, if you had a question, maybe I know some people called in before and actually didn't actually hear the answer to their question.
Impossible.
But this time we'll be able to take care of you for you. So... 407-278-5939 is the phone number to call, and we are live here until this segment will be running until
1 p.m., and then we will be taking a much-needed lunch break, and
Yay.
Then and then the a marathon really begins from 1:30 to 4 o'clock, of which
there will be the Matt and Len show for only that
Internet.
Portion.
Internet.
Yeah. So it'll be the Matt and Len show. Matt and Len show. 407-278-5939.
I'm being very patient. I'm waiting to get a shot at talking with Dave Anderson, who had a very entertaining talk. He has worked for Walt Disney Productions.
He's also been part of the Imagineering community, and I think it would be very interesting for our listeners to hear him.
Absolutely. He had a really interesting speech that he gave before, but he's a very very nice guy. When we were setting up last night over here, he's very approachable, comes up, talks to you, and he doesn't have a inflated ego. Mike, I think he just opened up.
Like me.
Like, oh, never mind.
And all gone.
Now, you let Fred sneak in there. Big mistake.
Ah, Fred.
Shouldn't Fred be on the Segway?
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on over here. We're going to have a lot more interviews coming up, and hopefully your phone calls. This is different this year. We broadcasted live for Magic Meets before. This will be the first year that we've been able to take phone calls, and allows you to be part of the show. If you've got a question, you want to say hi. If you don't have a question, that's cool. We like to be able to say hi to our listeners. If you're a new listener, let us know. If you're an international listener, I would recommend downloading a program like Skype and making a very cheap call to us. We just like being able to hear from you, and if you just want to say hi, that's perfectly good. If you let us know when you started listening, that's it. No pressure. So feel free to give us a call at 407-278-5939.
You know, one of the things I'm interested in hearing from our listeners, Matt, is whether they're postponing any trips to Walt Disney World because of the economy.
That would be a good question. That's a question of the day, I think.
Yeah, so it's kind of good.
Yeah, I think if you want to, let us know if you've altered your plans. I know Mike Newell's already altered his because of the economy.
I have. I'm not going on the Mousefest cruise this year, unfortunately. And no, Mike has somebody with us.
We do have our special guest. Go ahead, Mike.
I have a very special guest. I'm honored and pleased to introduce everybody to Dave Anderson, who's worked with the Walt Disney Company. He's worked in Walt Disney Productions and stuff. And I'm going to let Dave tell everybody about what he's done in his career. And I think this is a real treat, and I want everybody to listen. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Dave Anderson. Dave?
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's been a thrill. I've heard about Magic Meets for 3 or 4 years, and so I got in Fred Bock's face, and here I am. Keynote speaker this morning. We just had a great response. I had a wonderful several experiences in my life with the Walt Disney Company, and particularly Imagineering. I was 17 years old when I graduated from high school, and the next summer I candidated, went through a competitive examination in my hometown of Pasadena, California, to become a draftsman, which I had trained in high school, and do that before I went to college. And they had a draftsman slash kind of pre-engineering series of roles, and it was a very competitive thing for 4 positions. Well, I was in the top 2, and they called me into to the judges group, and they said, "You're in the top 2. You should be able to have the job, but we're not going to give it to you because we know you're going on to college. You're only 18 years old, and we're going to give it to somebody who's got a family and really needs this job." Well, I felt like playing handball against the curb. And my teacher, one of my 2 best teachers in high school, said, "You got a car, right, Dave?" "Yeah, I had a little 55 Merc that I hopped up." And he said, "Well, there's a new company in Glendale called Mapo, and they need a draftsman, and they need them now. Can you drive over there and take an interview?"
Hey, let me stop you for a minute. A lot of people ask, what does Mapo stand for? Why don't you tell our audience what it stands for?
Mapo stood for Mary Poppins. The profits that Walt and Roy made from the Mary Poppins movie was put into a separate building from WED just for the construction of the rides and attractions for the theme parks. So that was Mapo. So that was my first encounter. And for 2 weeks, I helped draft the undercarriage for what became the Matterhorn Mountain Ride. Now it's years later, and a good friend of mine is a regular Imagineer and says, "We need you back on as a consultant to the Great Movie Ride." I had actually come alongside of Jim Harper. Jim Harper was the key guy that put together the configuration for Circarama, for the circular films, the Circle Visions. And so they were shooting with, these cameras up into special front surfaced mirrors that would angle out at 45 degrees and they could shoot 360. They tested that in the Rose Parade in 1966.
I didn't know that.
January 1st, 1966. None of us knew that 12 months later we would no longer have Walt with us. And Walt was the honorary Grand Marshal January 1st, 1966 in Pasadena, my hometown. And so I was with Harper, and he said, "Dave, you really should go into film." And he said, "Look what I'm able to do, and that connected me again with Imagineering, because that was done through Imagineering, and that was just a great experience for me. And then I became a consultant to the Streetmosphere, the guy who created the Streetmosphere, and to the Great Movie Ride. And of course, that was not an easy sell, because the key concept there was that the live hosts on each of the traveling cars were going to get out and interact with the animatronic figures, and then they would turn and twist in another scene. And Walt always believed the animatronics were the best way to go, because they never took a bathroom break. They rarely broke down. And they were on vacation. The key decision makers, I believe, on that decision was Marty Sklar at the time. And Marty's a dear guy. He's incredible. And Marty said, no, let's try this. And it's become a very popular part, as has those Streetmosphere characters. And it was a real thrill for me. Just a few weeks ago, I was back in Epcot and with a dear friend that I had worked on some set design for a theme park in Hong Kong. Not the Disney park, the other park. And lo and behold, here he's doing street theater at United Kingdom and Italy with the same basic script that the partner I worked with created quite a few years earlier. So it's been great for me. I'm more an honorary Imagineer, but all of the values that I saw and learned there, even though I had brief moments inside, but a lot of them I've come now to apply in my own style of teaching. I teach film, and of creating theme park, largely set designs. So,
one of the things I wanted to ask you is, during your talk today, the theme was perseverance. And I want you to talk to our audience about what perseverance means to you.
Well, perseverance is just sticking to it. Walt had this great, Walt would do this all across his quotes, you know. He called it stick-to-itivity. And that was him. He would not take no for an answer. I didn't get a chance to tell one of my all-time favorite stories. I heard it from two of the nine old men. I heard it then later from a third old man in a different setting. But I believe the setting was correct. Walt, keeping things from Roy, as he would sometimes do, rented this pole barn building that was right out the back entrance of the back lot then. The back lot's gone now. And it was just a few blocks down and around the corner, and he stuck four of his key animators, the Mark Davis crowd, in there. And with them, he brought soils and structures engineers from Stanford, other engineering people, other kinds of landscape artists, and they were all forced to work together in this hot, sweaty building. He didn't float in there too much, I heard, for the first 4 to 6 weeks. And things were not going well. And as Walt would do, he got the tip off, and so he walked in one day with this very special tie, and I always hang this tie in the very first classes that I teach, because he told the story of a little boy who was just passionate about working for the circus. He wanted to work with the circus above all things. And that summer in his little town, and I got to believe it was a town like Marceline, because he was talking about himself. He didn't let them know that, and I don't let my students know it. I use it as the payoff to the setup in this great story. This little boy, the minute they pulled in to their rented spot in the little Midwest town, he was right up the stairs of the wagon master's, of the circus master's wagon, knocked on the door and said, "Sir, I want a ride. I want a job." And the guy said, "Well, you're way too young, and besides, you're too small, and I'd have to have permission from your parents." To which he grabbed in the back of his overalls and pulled out a wrinkled letter, signed permission from his father, "You can go to work for the circus." Right. Well, this impressed the owner, so the owner said, "Well, I'd love to put you with the stevedores, but you're just too small. I'd love to put you with the lion trainers, but I'm afraid the lions would eat you up. The only part I've got is the trombone part in the band." He said, "Sir, I'll take it." It's the next morning, Saturday morning. It's the little main street. The owner of the circus is sitting with the mayor and the bank owner. And around the corner and down Main Street comes this awful sound coming out of his band. The minute they're back on the property lot getting ready for the opening circus date, he calls the boy in and he says, "Why didn't you tell me you didn't know how to play the trombone?" And he had this trombone pattern on his tie. And I found the tie that the two of the nine old men told me about. And he literally had it loosely hung, and he just walked up and down and flipped the tie out at each of the people, particularly the ones who were the complainers, who he'd been tipped off about, and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, in 10 months, we open Disneyland. Just because it's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done. Let's get to work. You're all handpicked. Let's get to work." And walked out. And that was his style. Leadership, problem-solving, and problem-solving over and over and over again. He would stick to it. He would do tons of research to back it up. But he'd never quote the research. He'd only perfect the story and tell the story. And to him, story was king. He was the first one. Now we've got gurus all over Hollywood teaching story structure and using the Waltism, story is king.
It's amazing. Dave, you know, I want to, I'm going to move on to other people, but I want to invite you back on our podcast in the future. You've got so many stories, and I know that it'd be very entertaining for me, who's a big fan, and for all our listeners. So I want to thank you, and I want to welcome you back to our podcast, you know, sometime in the future.
It would be my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. All right, that was Dave Anderson, Imagineer extraordinaire, and he's got a ton of stories, and we promise that we're going to have him back on our show sometime in the future. And I think I see the fabulous Annette Owens has taken...
Woo!
Hi, Annette. How you doing?
How did I steal the ding from you?
I know. That was the celebratory ding. Not to be confused with the unofficial ding.
Oh.
Which sounds slightly differently.
It's off by one tone.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
It's an octave.
Exactly. How are you, Annette?
Oh, just fine.
How's that? I mean, Annette is here, and she's, you know, she wouldn't be here all the time, but she actually has a day job, you know, working her regular thing. How's your table going over there, Annette?
We're having a lot of fun. A lot of balloons over there. Lots of helium for later.
Annette, can you tell our listeners about the bingo thing that you guys do? Because I don't think a lot of people that have ever attended know about that.
Tell us about the bingo thing.
About bingo. We want everybody to mingle. So we have a bingo game where everybody can go around, find somebody in the room that's been to a Mouse Fest dessert party, possibly, maybe run a marathon, just to kind of get to know people.
So the squares, so it's a grid, right? A square with it's a grid with a bunch of squares in it. But instead of having numbers, each square has a thing or a characteristic or an experience of a person that you have to find. So if it's for example, one of the squares might be find someone who's running the Disney marathon, and you have to get them to autograph it.
Right.
So the squares are new this year.
Yeah, well, and it's not like bingo where you just get a line. You got to fill the whole card. We got to make it really difficult.
So
sorry.
It's like, what, a cover all?
Yeah.
What they call it in bingo?
Right.
So for my days in Vegas,
I guess.
Bingo.
Yeah. I don't know. No, nothing about Vegas.
And there's some great prizes you get from that or not.
Well, it starts out, you bring it back to us, and we are having drawings over there. You can get anything from a little mini sugar rush. That would be my perfect little choice there, a little bit of chocolate.
Right.
Anywhere up to a $100 gift coupon to use at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to go fill out my bingo card. I'll be back.
Exactly.
$100. I'll be right back.
$100. I'll just start signing things.
Yeah. 407-278-5939. We're taking your calls in addition to, you know, interviewing people and talking to people. So if you want to be part of the show, give us a call. Annette is on the show, obviously. So if you have I don't know what your question might be, but, you know, if you want to say hi, feel free to give us a call at 407-278-5939. And, you know, just a lot of stuff going on over here. And Mike Scopa is right now walking. Where did he go? I think Scopa went out to the...
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he is.
He might be taking a nap.
Oh, Scopa's silent auction bidding.
He's taking
something.
A nap.
No, he's getting in line for food.
The early bird special. At
dinner. He's getting in line for dinner, right, exactly.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, guys? I have a post. One of the things that I donated to the silent auction is an extraterrestrial. Yeah, it's an alien encounter poster from the attraction. Guess who's the high bidder right now?
Mangiello.
The guy from Mouse Surplus.
Real?
Wow.
That's ironic.
The irony.
Auction items. Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Did you donate a picture over there from Dinosaur?
I did not donate the picture, but
there
I
it
am
is.
In the picture.
I got donated in a picture, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's right.
It's up to $38.
Yeah, there's a one of the things is a picture from the dinosaur after the mouse messes up there for a.
Who is doing that?
I think Mike just fell down. Does Tim give out again?
Okay.
Sorry. 407-278-5939. You can give us a call and
see if we can get some
be part of the show here.
And Annette, I have to mention that you're. Well, I'll get back to you in a second, Annette. Mike is waving around frantically.
I have one of the true gentlemen of the Disney Internet community. It's Dr. Steve Barrett, who is the author of The Hidden Mickeys. Steve, another Magic Meets. Another, that year went by really fast.
Mike, it did, but I so look forward to this one every summer. It's such a good time seeing old friends like you and
old friends?
Young friends that are...
Young friends. Did you have fun at Magic Tunes last night, Steve?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, I tell you, Mike, honestly, the three of us to the left of Lou, we knew who was going to win that. I mean, Lou was trying to hustle us. He told us he didn't really know music, but I knew better. I knew better.
Shyster, we know that. Yeah, he's a lawyer. He knew what he was doing. But it was fun, and I don't know if you realize, but we raised $650 last night. And so that made it all worthwhile, all the fun. We had a great time. But on top of that, we raised money to help children and to help people fighting breast cancer. So it was pretty cool.
Definitely makes it all worthwhile, Lou. Mike, thanks for having me on the show. That's just great.
And I'll see you later on the experts panel, right? You up there on the experts panel?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure who's up on there, but we'll find out. Thanks, Steve. Have a great time.
Thanks, Mike.
Very good. That was Steve Barrett, of course, of the Hidden Mickey's Guide and the Hassle-Free Guide to Walt Disney World. Steve's been on the show a number of times. If you'd like to, again, be a part of the show, 407-278-5939. Thank you. And what happened? Well, what did you get, Len?
So one of our listeners gave me the Waffle House menu.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what is it? Did you know about Waffle House? Read one of them.
So one of the this is interesting. Waffle House customers consume 2% of the total eggs produced in the United States for food service use. That's more than 185 million eggs every year, 500,000 eggs every day, 20,833 eggs every hour, and 347 eggs every minute, or 5 a second.
Nice.
Actually, it's almost 6 a second. So it's 5 and change.
How many waffles do they eat a year?
Waffles.
You'd think that would be number one on the list.
Yeah. No, they actually don't mention waffles Matt, you're going to get an angry note from the Waffle House people at this point.
Right.
Both of them?
Oh.
Oh, that was three.
Well, you can't hear me.
407-278-5939. Give us a call, and we will... put you through over here. We've got about another 20 minutes to go here. Now, Annette, I wanted to talk to you about it because during the experts panel, your boss is going to be on there, and she's very nervous because she was telling me how you, on the other hand, you know, you're accustomed to doing these live things, but you're not knowing the questions ahead of time. Ever have you given her any tips?
No.
No. No advice.
No, just relax.
Relax.
Just relax.
Okay.
So, but for me, it's, you know, when we do those, it's great because you don't see how much scrambling I'm doing in the background with everything in front of me. You stand in front of everybody, it's different.
Right. I want to mention also that, of course, this live show is being brought to us. It's being sponsored by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, the official travel agency of WDW Today. And their agents can help you plan your trip and make the next trip to Walt Disney World that much easier on you. They'll help you plan everything out, make the entire process just easier, whether you're new to Walt Disney World or maybe you're a veteran. You're just looking to just, you know, I just want to make it more streamlined, less stress on myself. So definitely want to thank them for helping to sponsor us. Visit them at www.mousefantravel.com. Where did Scopa go? Oh, there he is. Mike is
winding his way back through the crowd, like a salmon swimming upstream.
Why is it you point at him and he points back at you?
All right, 407-278-5939.
Maybe he hasn't figured out yet that it's radio.
I just talked to Becky about something.
And Scope is giving a note to Annette.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in a little bit.
I
got to go back
bye
to the
room.
Right, back to
Annette.
Here's your boss coming to look for you.
Uh-oh.
Here she is. I'm going.
Run, everyone. Quick, stop talking.
And we have a call.
We have a call, okay.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy again. How are you?
Hey, Amy.
What a wonderful
Can you hear us, Amy?
I can hear you now. I'm Woo! So glad. All right, so my question again, I'm really sorry for everybody listening, but I'll ask it again. We're not DVC members, but we're staying at Saratoga Springs from October 27th through November the 3rd.
Right.
And we usually stay at Old Key West in a two-bedroom, and we're going to have a two-bedroom at Saratoga Springs. And so I was wondering about the differences in the two rooms, and are we really going to notice it a lot? I know that the Saratoga Springs rooms are a little bit smaller, but are we still going to enjoy it as much, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think. It's still a good resort, and especially the patios, if you're on the first floor, or the if you're on the first floor, the patios are fabulous. I don't think you'll have any problem there. And I think it's a the rooms are definitely just styled as well. I think the kitchen's a little bit smaller, but overall, yeah, you'll have absolutely no problem. Are you driving or are you using Disney transportation, Amy?
We're actually driving down. There's three of us, and we're going to leave. We're coming from Kentucky, so it's about 13 and a half, 14 hours. So we're going to leave on a Sunday and get there on a Monday.
Right. So if you're driving, then I don't think you'll have anything to worry about. I would say that you'd want to drive to any of the theme parks except for the Magic Kingdom, and you'd probably want to take Disney transportation to the Magic Kingdom, just because Saratoga Springs is a bit of a distance away from everything in terms of bus transportation
right.
time. Yeah, so you definitely want to drive. But I would have that advice if you're staying anywhere other than maybe one of the Magic Kingdom monorail resorts. Driving is always faster. The other thing
now, we requested Congress Park overlooking downtown Disney. Is that a good request to make, or should we request somewhere else?
No, I think Congress Park is fine. It's still relatively quiet. And if you wanted to walk, you could walk to downtown Disney from there. It's a little bit of a hike, but nothing bad. The other thing I would say, too, is you're pretty close to Crossroads Plaza. And there's some good off-site Mexican and pizza and Italian place is literally like a 2-minute drive away, and it's much, much, much less expensive than anything you're going to have on Disney property. So if you want to save a couple of bucks, too, that's definitely a good idea.
Sounds really good. I'm glad I'm cooking lunch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good resort. I actually volunteered to stay there in May, so it worked out pretty well.
Good.
Cool, very good.
I had another question, and now I've completely forgotten what it was. I think about the buses,
yep.
Do you know the order of the stops? Like if I'm staying in Congress Park, am I going to be the last stop and maybe not get on a bus if I need to take one?
What's the order of the stops? I don't recall.
Really, from your experience, when you hop on the Magic Kingdom bus at the last minute over there? Remember from Saratoga?
Oh, yeah, that was, Matt is recalling the time at Saratoga where they drove to the TTC and then took, what did you guys take, the ferry or the monorail?
I took the ferry that
took
night.
Took the ferry yeah. over and beat me to the Magic Kingdom when I was taking Disney transportation.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's why I said the Magic Kingdom is the, but still, they only beat me by a minute or two, and that was odd. I must have just missed the Magic Kingdom bus. But the, where does it go? Congress Park, I don't think is, I don't know, I'd have to go back and look. Amy, if you want to send me an email real quick. Len@touringplans.com.
Okay.
I can follow up on it for you.
What is Len@touringplans.com? Is that what
yeah.
it should be?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call again.
Thanks for the picture.
Thanks, Amy.
That'll be the last time I call today,
it's okay.
I promise.
It's all right.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be here to 6.
We're here all day. Try the roast beef.
Exactly.
Tip your weight. Tip your weight.
Awesome. Bye,
all right,
Amy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Stoppa.
Bye-bye.